Our story begins at the Gamage residence. Stacy is in bed, looking down at Bobby, who slept on her floor last night.
Good morning.
God, my back is killing me.
Hey, I said I'd give you a place to sleep, but I didn't promise it would be comfortable.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
No, it's okay, Stacy. I really appreciate this. I can't believe my Uncle Matt threw me out like that.
Bobby, your uncle is nuts. I'm sorry, but he is.
I hate to say it, but I'm starting to think the same thing myself.
So what are you going to do now? If my mom finds out you stayed here last night, she'd have a cow.
I guess I'll call my Uncle Todd and see if I can stay at his place. He told me he was thinking about going out of town, so I don't know if he's at home or if Hannah's staying there.
Do you think he'll tell your parents what happened?
I don't know. I'm sure my Uncle Mac would. I just don't want to hear from my parents right now, you know?
Yeah.
You look really beautiful this morning.
Oh my God. Sleeping on the floor must have affected your brain. I must look like a mess.
You can never look bad, Stacy.
Stacy, are you up? I thought I heard voices in there.
Hold on, my mom. You have to hide.
Hide? Where?
I don't know. Under the bed?
I won't fit under there.
Then the closet. Just go.
Okay.
Stacy, what's going on?
Oh, it's nothing, Mom. I'll be up in a minute.
At her apartment, Marilyn is having breakfast when the phone rings.
Who could that be this early? Hello?
Hello, Miss Marston. It's Andrew Jones.
Oh, Andrew. Hi. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to call and tell you how much I enjoyed having lunch with you, and hope we can do it again sometime.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm pretty busy, but maybe the three of us can get together sometime, it's at some point. I'll tell Gretchen to set that up.
Well, actually, I was thinking more along the lines of just the two of us getting together. Say, maybe over dinner?
Andrew, are you asking me out on a date?
Bingo! You're a fascinating woman, Marilyn. I'd love to have a chance to get to know you better.
Listen, Andrew, I'm not really in the dating scene right now, but thanks.
Come on. I know you've had a rough year. It's high time you had some fun. Live a little.
Well, you're probably right about that. I could use a night out on the town.
Then we're all set. I'll pick you up tonight at 7.
But,
No buts, Marilyn. How about Romano's?
Sure. Why not?
At her apartment, Connie is in the living room talking with Marshall on the phone while Clint gets ready for school in his bedroom.
CJ didn't come home last night, Connie. I don't know where else to look.
He seemed very upset when I saw him at Wilson's Diner. Are you sure there's not a piece to the story that I'm missing?
Of course not. CJ is a very emotional kid. He always has been.
What did your wife say about this? I was sure he would turn up at her place.
She She's out of town right now, and I couldn't reach her.
Marshall, CJ probably tracked her down. You have to talk to her.
Connie, I know CJ isn't with his mother.
Mom.
I'm on a work call, Clint. Okay?
In his apartment, an upbeat Kyle is in the bathroom getting ready for work.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. You are looking good, Carpenter. That anchor chair will be yours very soon. Ah, that could be Channel 6 now calling me to take over for that stiff Rick Swanson. Kyle Carpenter here.
Uncle Kyle.
CJ, what's wrong?
I just called to say goodbye.
Goodbye? What are you talking about, kid?
I'm just so tired of everything and everybody. No one cares about me.
Come on, kid. Tell me what happened.
It doesn't matter now. But Uncle Kyle.
Yeah?
If Mom ever comes back, tell her I lost her. I gotta go now.
CJ, wait!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.